First Love. Chapter 1. We all have lots of friends. Some of them are our classmates. Some of them are our close friends, and some of them are our best friends. There is another category. We are friends with them, but we want to be more than friends. When we see them, we feel every beat of our hearts. When we think of them, everything is bright and hopeful. When we miss them, everything becomes more difficult. We all have this special one. We all have a first love. We will remember our first love until our last breath. Wayne is feeling the same for Marla. Marla. She has the most beautiful eyes in the world. Marla, she has the cutest smile on the planet. Marla, she has the sweetest voice an ear can hear. And Wayne? Unfortunately, he is the shyest boy at school. Our story begins on a warm autumn Monday. After a long and lonely holiday, the school garden is full of students again. They all enjoy meeting their friends and talking about their last summer holidays. Most of them had a good time with their families, visited new places, and met new people, but surely they all missed their friends. The noise in the garden grew like an avalanche. You could feel the joy and excitement by only hearing this unique noise around the school. As it was the first day of the school, all students wanted to see new people and meet them as quick as possible. Wayne, like all other students, wanted to make new friends, but unlike most of the students, he is too shy to meet new people. However, that day, he saw the most astonishing girl in his entire life. She was so beautiful and attractive that he couldn't even imagine being close to her. She was unusually beautiful. As soon as he saw her, he knew that she would become a popular girl in the school. So he thought she would not be interested with shy and unpopular boys. But then, something amazing happened. The new girl began to walk towards Wayne. She was walking directly to Wayne. As she approached, the mesmerizing smile on her face grew bigger and bigger. She was like the light source of the entire universe. She was moving like an angel, but on the other hand, she had a plain and modest outlook. Definitely, she was a natural beauty. There was nothing artificial about her. Like most of the students, there was a little notebook in her hand. Finally, she stood in front of Wayne and opened her tiny mouth. "Excuse me, I'm a new student here. I'm looking for the physics lab. Can you help me?" she asked Wayne. Normally, Wayne would faint in that instant, but surprisingly, he managed to stay calm and answered softly. "Of course," said Wayne. "It is on the second floor of the main building." "I guess it is the third door on the left," he continued. Marla thanked Wayne and smiled. Then she walked to the main building. It was the first time Wayne saw the cutest smile on the planet. He checked his schedule. Actually, he hates physics, but he wished to have physics class. But no, he had chemistry. And now, after 2 months, Marla has a lot of friends and admirers. She is very popular among them. Wayne is the same old Wayne, the shyest boy at school. Let's take a closer look at the school and our new friends. The Big Hearts High School is a large and crowded school. It consists of 4 buildings and there are more than 2,000 students. It is a well-known school in the town. Find the talent in you and use it. This is their motto. You may be a talented musician or a great chess player. You may be a maths genius or a bookworm. You may be good at sports or art. It doesn't matter if you are successful. There are 150 teachers. Each of them is well educated and kind. The two semesters passed quickly. Some students studied hard, but most of them did not really pay attention to the lessons. They spent most of their time with their friends and joined on social events. Of course, they did not get very good grades, but they were successful enough to pass their classes, and finally, hot days of summer began. This was the signal of another holiday period. As a tradition, during the last week of the second semester, the students organize a summer festival. Sports activities, art exhibitions, concerts, talent shows, musicals, competitions, and several other activities. Each student works for the festival and they have a great time during the festival. It is the most important event for the students and the teachers. Chapter 2. One could easily say that Maola is ready for the festival. She became very popular and made lots of friends. Although she is new at school, she even has several close friends. But Wayne has only one friend. His name is Peter. Peter and Wayne have been friends for many years and they have never needed another friend. They are together all the time and know everything about each other. Therefore, Wayne is not really ready for the festival. During the festival, Wayne stays at home with Peter. They are not interested in the events, but Wayne is sure that Marla is in the festival and having the fun of her life. This makes him sad because he wishes he could spend some time with her. But he can't. 2 weeks after the festival, the school is over. Marla spends some time with her friends. But Wayne goes home. He has a little sister. He looks after her. When his parents come home from work, he helps them with dinner. Then the new semester begins and Wayne sees Marla at school. There are again a few friends around her, boys and girls. They are always laughing and chatting. Marla rarely sees Wayne at school. She is usually too busy to notice him. But when she sees him, he is usually with Peter. They are either walking slowly with papers in their hands or chatting. When Wayne sees Marla, he feels every inch of his body, the sweat in his hands, the joy in his eyes, the trembling of his knees, his every heartbeat. When Marla sees Wayne, she smiles kindly and says, "Hi." Chapter 3. One day, Peter tries to encourage Wayne. He looks at him and says, "Talk to her." "What? You heard me. Go and talk to her." "No, I can't," says Wayne shyly. "Come on, you can do it. I mean, she won't bite you. She is a friendly person." Wayne looks at Marla again. Peter is right. She looks very friendly. She always has this wonderful smile on her lovely face. "What am I going to say to her?" asks Wayne. "Why don't you invite her to the cinema?" he offers. "I can't do that. That's too much for the first conversation. She will definitely refuse me." "How do you know that?" "I'm sure a lot of boys ask her out. Why should she choose me? I mean, I am just a normal guy. I'm nobody special. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill, Wayne. You will just ask her. That's it. She may refuse, but it is better than not being noticed at all. I can't do that, really, says Wayne. Okay then, forget about the cinema. Why don't you consider joining her project group? Peter insists. What am I going to do there? You are a bright student. You will just spend time with her and get closer to her. If you spend more time with her, you may ask her out more easily. I don't think this is a good idea. She will understand that I joined the group just for her. The answer is always no. No, I can't. Peter does not want to push his friend away anymore. Peter and Wayne usually meet after dinner and play basketball. There is a little hill near the basketball court. Very few people know that place, and it has a beautiful view. One evening, Wayne is walking to the basketball court with Peter. Hey, look, says Peter. He is pointing to the bench. There she is, Marla. She is sitting on the bench. She is alone. She's thinking with her head on her hands. Wayne wants to go and talk to her, but it is so difficult for him. He looks at her and feels that there is something wrong with her. His heart is beating more than ever. He hesitates for a while. Should he go and say hi? Or should he just go to the basketball court? Peter decides instead of Wayne. He throws the ball to the bench and says, "Come on, Wayne, do me a favor. Take the ball. Hurry up." Then he walks away. Wayne has no choice. He starts walking toward the bench. She looks different than usual. No friends around her. No happy smile on her face. "Hi, Marla," says Wayne. This time he is feeling calm and comfortable, just like the day they met. He sits on the bench and he notices something. Marla's eyes are wet and her lips are trembling. "Are you okay?" asks Wayne. She is apparently not okay. "I don't want to talk about it," she says. "Okay," says Wayne. "What do you want to talk about?" he asks. "I don't want to talk at all," she answers. She is not sitting on the bench anymore. Wayne doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to say. He feels terrible. Marla starts running. Wayne can hear her. She is crying. Chapter 4. Wayne cannot sleep that night. He thinks of Marla all night. He is really worried about her. When he arrives at school, he sees Marla in the garden. She is chatting with her friends. They are laughing. Marla seems as happy as ever. Then their eyes meet. Just for a second, Marla looks into Wayne's eyes. It is a very strange moment. It is like there is no one else around them. Then Wayne sees it. He sees the sadness in her eyes. Marla smiles and Wayne smiles back. He walks away. He hears Marla's laughter again. It doesn't make sense. What's wrong with her, he thinks. He doesn't have the courage to ask her. He thinks about her the whole day. He goes to that hill in the evening. He hopes to see her there. Unfortunately, she is not there. He sits on the same bench. He found a little notebook under the bench. He remembers that notebook. He remembers it from the first day of the semester. It is Marla's. Wayne takes the notebook. Is it her diary, he thinks? He doesn't open it. He doesn't even consider opening it. It is private and he respects other people's privacy. Chapter 5. The next morning, he looks for Marla in the school garden. He wants to give her the notebook. But he cannot find her. He goes to Mala's classroom. She isn't there either. He waits for Mala the whole day, but she doesn't show up. He sees Mala's friends. They are talking quietly. "Where is Mala? I need to talk to her," says Wayne. "Oh," says one of them, "didn't you hear about it?" she asks. Sometimes we ask a question, but we don't want to hear the answer. It was one of those moments for Wayne. "Hear about what?" he asks anyway. "They left the town," says one of the girls. "Where did they go?" asks Wayne. He is feeling his heartbeats again. But this time the reason is sadness, not excitement. "No one knows," answers one of the boys. "I went to her house this morning as usual. We always meet in the morning and come to school together." "Their house was abandoned," says the girl. Wayne has a lot of questions to ask. "Didn't she tell you anything? Why did they leave?" "She never mentioned it. It was a bad surprise for all of us." "Did she leave a number or an address?" "No." "What will we do about it?" asks Wayne. This is the most important question for him. "Nothing. People change cities, Wayne." "New students always come and go," answers one of the boys. Wayne is angry now. "You were very close to her. You were her friends. Don't you even wonder what happened?" "Maybe she needs her friends," he shouts. Wayne goes home. Peter calls after dinner and they decide to go to the hill. Wayne takes Marla's notebook with him. When they meet, Peter notices the notebook in his hand. "Whose notebook is that?" asks Peter. "It's Marla's." Peter gets shocked. He can't believe his ears. "So you finally managed to talk to her. Did you ask her out?" "Of course not," says Wayne angrily. "Why?" "Because she was crying and she didn't even want to talk to me. She burst into tears and left without saying anything. I found this notebook on the bench." "That's good news. You can take the notebook back and talk to her again." "Why, Wayne? Why are you so stubborn? It is a great chance for you." "I can't talk to her because she moved away," says Wayne angrily. Peter feels horrible and tries to soothe Wayne. "Don't worry about it. You will get used to it." "I will try." "What will you do with the notebook?" asks Peter. "I don't know," answers Wayne. He is very sad. "Maybe you should read it. Just the first page. If it is private, then you close the notebook and never open it again," offers Peter. "Maybe there's a clue in it. Maybe you can learn where she is," he continues. "I will find her, Peter," says Wayne. He is crying now. "I will find her and tell her everything." "Everything?" asks Peter. "I'll tell her that I love her," says Wayne. Wayne goes home. His parents are worried. "What's wrong with you, son?" asks his father. "You look sad, honey," says his mother. Wayne hugs his mother and father. He tells them everything. They feel relieved now. "Don't feel sad, honey. Love is the happiest feeling in the world," says his mother. "But I can't see her," says Wayne. "You don't have to see her, son. The important thing is what you feel, not what you see," his father says. They have a lovely chat. He is very lucky to have such nice parents. Wayne goes to his bedroom. He sits on his bed. He is holding the notebook. Should he open it? "Just the first page," he thinks. He is shocked with what he sees on the first page. He reads Marla's neat handwriting. Of course, it is the most beautiful handwriting in the world. To Wayne. Wayne is very excited. He starts reading the notebook. It is more than 60 pages. When he finishes reading it, he is very confused. He reads the notebook over and over again. "I remember the day when we met. I guess I will never forget it. I don't want to forget you, Wayne. I don't want to be away from you. But I'm afraid I have to." This is how it begins. She writes about her family and life. She isn't allowed to talk about her father's job. It is a secret, she writes. Because of her father's job, they move very often. They stay in a city for a few months, and then they move to another city. So she cannot make friends. I know hundreds of people, but none of them is my real friend. I just spend time with them, go to the movies, chat, laugh, and play games. Nothing more, she writes. But you are different, Wayne. I avoided you. I never talked to you or went out with you. I didn't want to be missing anyone when I left the town. But it didn't work. We will move tomorrow night and I already miss you, she continues. So that's her story, Wayne thinks. Marla doesn't know her new address yet. As soon as she learns it, she will send it to Wayne. She isn't allowed to use the internet, so she doesn't have an email address. She isn't allowed to have a mobile phone either. Actually, she isn't allowed to give their address to anyone because of her father's job. What does her father do? Wayne really wonders. But there's no way he can learn it. So he decides not to care. Marla loves him too. This is the only important thing. So he starts waiting. It is the only thing he can do. Wait. Waiting for Marla's letter. Waiting for the day they'll meet. Will they ever meet again? He remembers his father's words. Love is not about seeing someone, it is about feeling them. Wayne falls into a happy sleep. When he wakes up in the morning, he tells about the notebook to his parents. When he goes to school, he finds Peter and tells him about the notebook too. He is very happy. He is very happy for a week. He is very happy for 2 weeks. He is very happy for 3 weeks. Then his happiness starts to fade. There is no letter from Marla. He checks the letterbox for countless times during the first week. Now the 4th week is over and he checks it only once a day. Chapter 6. The spring is coming and there's no letter from Marla. Forget her, says Peter. He is trying to protect his best friend. He hates seeing Wayne sad. I can't. But you can't continue life like this. I know, Peter, but I can't stop thinking of her. She is always in my dreams. I see, Wayne. I know it is difficult, but I am here with you. Thank you, Peter. Look, maybe you should keep yourself busy with other things like school or exams. Your grades are getting worse every day. Oh, I just forgot to tell you that I got another D from math. See? That's what I'm talking about. You should get your life back. I will do my best, says Wayne. Then Wayne decides to focus on his classes. He studies day and night for his exams. He volunteers for all of the social events and does a lot of extracurricular work for the school. Then he helps with the festival preparations. All of these keep Wayne busy. However, he never stops thinking about Marla. Marla is always in his mind. She does not ruin her daily life anymore, but still, she never goes away from Wayne's mind. He checks the letterbox a few times a week, but he is feeling much better. He is planning to write a song for the festival. He is very good at playing the guitar, but he cannot find the right words to express his feelings. When he lies on his bed, he imagines all the details. He is on the stage with his guitar. He starts singing his song. He sees Marla among the audience. She is looking into his eyes. He is looking into her eyes. He knows that his dream will never come true. He keeps dreaming anyway. One day at school, Peter comes with a sad face. He is holding a newspaper. He gives it to Wayne. "I'm sorry, Wayne," he says. Wayne reads the article. His eyes are filled with tears. "Oh my God," he mutters. He cannot say anything else. There's nothing to say. "I am so sorry, my friend." "They are all dead?" "Yes, all of them. They were in the same car." According to the newspaper, Marla and her family had a terrible car accident. And Wayne cannot read the rest of the article. He starts crying. Peter wants to ease his pain, but it is impossible. Wayne goes home. He doesn't talk to anyone. He goes to his room, takes a piece of paper and a pen. He starts writing. "My days are bright with you, and my nights are full of stars. Rainbows dance in your smile. Loving you is like a dream, and I'll love you till I die." The following days are very hard for Wayne. Peter never leaves him alone. His parents are always with him too. He never stops thinking about Marla. He sings the song every night. He reads Marla's diary every day. But he doesn't check the letterbox anymore. And day by day, he starts feeling better. With the help of his parents and Peter, he gets better. A few weeks later, his mother comes to his room. She looks a bit confused. "What's wrong, Mom?" he asks. "I don't know how to tell you this," she starts. She is holding something in her hand. "This is very strange, but there's a letter for you." "It is from her," she says. "Her?" asks Wayne. "It is from Marla," his mom answers. His mother puts the letter on the table. "I'll leave you alone now. If you need me, I'll be in the kitchen," she says, and leaves the room. How is this possible? Wayne thinks. His hands are trembling. He checks the date on the envelope. Marla sent it 2 months ago, just 2 days before the accident. It took 2 months because of a delay in the postal service. Wayne is scared to open the envelope. He reads Marla's neat handwriting. "I miss you, Marla," he mutters. Then he opens the envelope and reads the letter. "Dear Wayne, I know you miss me. I miss you too. I am sorry to leave you with that notebook, but I had no other choice. I wish I could spend more time with you when I lived there. But I think I made myself clear in my diary. But don't worry, I'm preparing a surprise for you. Watch for it. By the way, this is my new address. Please write to me. Love, Marla." Wayne doesn't even read the address. She isn't living there anymore. She isn't living anywhere. Wayne feels both relieved and terrible. "She didn't forget me. She wrote to me," he thinks. That makes him a bit happy. "I didn't get the letter on time." But she doesn't know that. She thinks I didn't write to her, he thinks. That makes him sad. He phones Peter. Chapter 7. "You know that I got a letter from her." "From who?" asks Peter. "From Marla. She wrote to me before the accident. My mother brought me the letter. I have just finished reading it."
"Oh, that's unbelievable."
"I know. Anyway, I just feel better now. At least I know she didn't forget me."
"That's true.
I wish I could write her back. Maybe she thought I got the letter and didn't write a reply to her."
"Stop being pessimistic all the time, Wayne. I'm sure she knew you loved her more than anything. I wish I could just see her once more. I would hug her and say I loved her more than anything." They chat for a while on the phone. This chat makes him feel better. Peter always finds the right words. He is a good friend. Wayne decides to remember Marla as a cheerful girl. This is the only thing he can do. He will always remember her. He will remember his first love until his last breath. The next day, he sees Marla's friends in the school garden. He doesn't talk to them. He is very angry with them. One of them calls Wayne. "Hey, Wayne!" But Wayne doesn't answer. Just 1 minute later, his mobile phone rings. There is a text message. Physics Lab, BRH. Chapter 8. He goes to the physics lab and sees Marla's picture on the wall. There is a little table under the picture. There are several flowers on it. There's a notebook too. All her friends are there. They write their memories with Marla. The first page begins with a sad sentence. In the loving memory of Marla. I know you were angry with us. Please don't be. We were Marla's friends. We will never forget her, one of them says. Marla would want us to be friends, Wayne, another one says. Wayne isn't angry anymore. They hug and cry together. The headmaster of the school decides to devote this year's summer festival to Marla. It makes everyone very happy. The festival is going to start in 2 weeks. Now, every student is working even harder. Harder than ever. The festival opens with a dance show. The first matches of the sports tournament follow it. On the second day, the students exhibit their works of art and then play treasure hunt. There are several other activities too. But the most important day is the fourth day because Wayne will sing his song on the fourth day of the festival. Wayne takes his guitar, walks to the stage, and takes the microphone. He starts singing. The audience really likes the song. Wayne is about to cry. Then he remembers his decision. He will always remember Marla with happiness. Just at that moment, he sees two beautiful eyes among the audience. They are not just beautiful, they are the most beautiful eyes in the world. Chapter 9. This cannot be real. Am I dreaming? He thinks. But no, he is not dreaming. It is Marla. She is there. She is looking into his eyes. He is looking into her eyes. Wayne finishes the song and runs to Marla. I thought you were dead, he says. I know, says Marla. I will explain everything, but I have to do something before I talk to you, she continues. Everyone is shocked. They want to see her, hug her, and talk to her. Give me a minute, I'll be right back, says Marla. She walks to the stage and starts singing a song. When I first saw your eyes and your comforting smile, your heart touched mine. Now I'm filled with your love. Emptiness flew away. It is the happiest moment in Wayne's life. Marla is alive. She is back and she's singing a song for him. It is even better than his dreams. When she finishes the song, she leaves the stage and walks to the garden. Wayne and her other friends are waiting for her. They cry and laugh for minutes. I didn't get your letter on time. I'm sorry, says Wayne. Marla holds his hand. Don't worry. I always knew you would never forget me, she says. Tell us what happened, one of her friends says. Actually, the news article was a misunderstanding. The reporters mistakenly used our names. Anyway, I don't want to talk about it, she says. Everyone agrees. They have a lot of nice things to talk about. Wayne and Marla meet in the evening. They go to the hill and sit on the bench. I will tell you everything, Marla starts talking. This whole story about the newspaper was a lie. It was not a misunderstanding. We had to publish our own dead news because my father is an undercover secret agent. We always had a hard life because of his job, but his last job was to follow a very dangerous man. He was from Mexico, and he was a leader of an extremely dangerous mafia group. So were they after you? Actually, they all followed us. Our life was in danger. First, we had to move, but that was not enough. So your father decided to retire and pretend to be dead? Exactly. Why did you follow your father? Isn't that dangerous? Wayne asked. My father thought otherwise. He wanted us to be together all the time. He wanted to protect us, she answered. Then she continued. So, as I said, the news article was not a misunderstanding. The police deliberately published the news. The man would think that my father was dead. It would take a few days to assign a new agent to follow him. He would think he was free for a few days. He would make a mistake. That was the plan. Did it work? Asked Wayne. Of course it did. The man made a careless mistake and my father caught him, answered Marla. Then she continued. When everything was over, my father asked me one question. What did he ask? Said Wayne. He asked me where I wanted to live. Really? Yes, he always knew I hated moving. So what was your answer? Asked Wayne excitedly. He asked me to choose a city, and I chose here. Wayne's eyes got brighter. He smiled and asked, Why did you choose here? Because you are here, answered Marla. That moment was certainly the happiest moment of Wayne's life. His heart was about to tear his ribcage. All the blood in his body rushed to his head. He felt dizzy and could not speak for a moment. He unconsciously opened his arms and hugged Marla. The next morning, Marla and Wayne walked to school together. It was the fifth day of the festival, the last day of the school and the first day of their new life.